Unit 23. Practice your listening skills. Task B.
You will hear a radio presenter talking about an internet website. For questions 9 to 18, fill in the missing information with a word or short phrase.
You now have 45 seconds in which to look at task B.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Search and Find, the show that showcases the best websites on the net. This week we're going to start by taking you to a lovely little site, Weather Watchers, which you'll find, rather a weird address this, at www.ww.co.uk. It's absolutely free and it's all about the strangest kinds of weather recorded throughout history. And strange they certainly are. Forget about raining cats and dogs. This site has some far weirder examples. Did you know there are recorded cases of it raining frogs, stones, blood, and even lizards? But there's all sorts of other useful information too. In fact, anything you want to know about the weather since they first started collecting data several hundred years ago. Want to know the hottest day on record in Britain? It's there. Which town has the highest average rainfall each year? This'll tell you. Want to know every occasion it snowed in London in the last 400 years? Well, you can find out here. Another interesting feature is the quiz page. There are over 1,000 questions in total, graded from beginner through to expert. See how much you really know about weather and climate. And if you want to know the difference between a tornado and a cyclone, or when a gale becomes a hurricane, there's a handy little dictionary where you just click on the word and up comes an explanation, usually with photos or video film. It's bright, fun, and informative, and there are some useful links too to other weather-related websites, like the Meteorological Office's own official website. The website's very easy to navigate around, so it's ideal for teenagers doing a school project. But anyone interested in matters meteorological should check it out. The whole thing was put together by students from Goldman College, so a big thumbs up to them. And now, let's move on to another website.
That's the end of task B.